Bitcoin is a bubble.
Maybe Bitcoin is a kind of a bubble.
A dangerous, speculative bubble.
That might actually be true. This is Bitcoin's multiple of price rise over the past 3 years. And this is eight other famous asset bubbles 3 years before they peaked and burst. Bitcoin is creeping right up to perhaps the most famous bubble of all, Tulip Mania. And to be fair, it does have all the big signs of a bubble. The rapid pace of movements, a whole lot of speculation without sufficient understanding of the risks, and people who wouldn't otherwise invest are looking to get their skin in the Bitcoin game. The CBOE, CME, and NASDAQ are even planning to launch Bitcoin futures, the same move the Dutch pulled just before the tulip crash in the 1630s. For every asset bubble, it's the same story. Otherwise level-headed people drive prices for a certain asset to unexplainable highs, whether that's the price of Beanie Babies, stocks, houses, or perhaps cryptocurrency. Since its inception, the price of Bitcoin has gone up almost 50-fold. If it were to maintain that same rate of growth, its market cap would eclipse the US economy in a few years from now. That's why some experts are saying that Bitcoin's rapid and accelerating price appreciation is unsustainable. What it comes down to is the rate of return. For stocks, that's the dividend. In real estate, we're looking at rent. With bonds, that's coupons. But for Bitcoin, there's actually zero intrinsic value. It generates no income aside from an expectation of more price appreciation. So it's valuable because people think it's valuable. And even if you don't buy into the whole bubble narrative, this veteran trader says the technicals don't lie.
Bitcoin has gone parabolic, so that usually does not end well.
It's pretty hard to ignore the math. The velocity of the move does indicate Bitcoin's price has gone parabolic, and well, parabolic moves just don't last.